hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. Joined with me this hour is Bob Chapman, the international news forecaster. Newsletter written by this gentleman weekly. Goes out to over 100,000 people every week, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just read you something here. The economy is growing at its fastest pace in 6 years. The stock market is at an all-time high. The home building industry is thriving, and consumer spending pushed Walmart's profit up 26% last year. Are we talking about the United States? No. We're talking about Mexico, a country most Americans think of only in terms of illegal immigration. Well, invasion is my term, not immigration. But as workers keep streaming north, money is heading south. Foreign direct investment in Mexico rose more than 6% last year to nearly $19 billion. What they don't say is where that investment money comes from. Much of that is earned in the United States and sent back to family members in Mexico, which the Mexican government's loving that because, you see, there is no effort in producing that wealth. They just exported the illegals, and they're over here working it and sending the money home. Every broker or investment banker wants a piece of that action. And they say it's a really exciting time for domestic capital markets in Mexico. This is according to Peter Gottler, who heads investment banking and debt capital for the UK-based Barclays Bank. New laws allow pension plans to invest in financial instruments and other government and corporate debt, which has created an explosion in investment in equities. Barclays itself has invested over $100 million in Mexico. The company's iShares, its branded exchange-traded funds, are now offered on the Mexican Stock Exchange and account for about 15% of the total daily trading volume. Bob, this is amazing because the minute this economy, which it has been in this country, does its fan dance, Mexico is going right down the tubes.
Well, 85% of Mexican exports go to the United States. And that figure of money going from the United States to Mexico this past year will be in the vicinity of $25 billion. And there has been a minor exodus over the last 6 months of illegal aliens who have been living in the United States anywhere from a year to 10 years who are going back to Mexico because they lost their jobs in construction-related industries, which pay about $15 an hour, which is pretty good wages for someone who is making $300 a month or $250 or $500 a month in Mexico. And so you're seeing money going back into Mexico. The reason that the markets in Mexico, the stock market and the bond market, have done as well as they have is, number one, the large corporations, which are making the money on the exports, have been paying taxes, which in turn has been paying off their debt. In fact, the Mexican government is holding about $80 billion in U.S. treasuries. In fact, all their foreign exchange is in U.S. treasuries. The stock market in the United States came down almost 500 points today, and I believe that not only Mexico, but many other markets will follow. And the growth in Mexico in the fourth quarter was only about 3.3%, down from 5.8% in the first quarter of 2006. And I expect that the rate of growth for this coming year, which is 2007, will probably be in the vicinity of 3%.
All right. The phone lines are wide open, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any questions about the economies, markets, gold and silver, the movement of money, derivatives, anything that'll give you some more insight of what's going to happen, 800-313-9443.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, are continuing. Condoleezza Rice met with her Canadian and Mexican counterparts in Ottawa over the weekend to discuss plans for the North American Union at a secretive security and prosperity partnership meeting. And, of course, it doesn't get much mainstream media attention. That's because this is the big secret, ladies and gentlemen. We're globalizing everything, but we won't talk about it. Now, the Canadian report describes the SPP as an international framework for trilateral and bilateral cooperation in North America. That is not a formal international treaty or an overreaching binding legal agreement. But what is an international framework that commits U.S. officials from various federal agencies to working with officials of two other countries? And why is such a process not subjected to congressional scrutiny or approval? Well, some might say that this is actually the shadow government that George Bush is running, and it centers around the SPP. But more importantly, this is another step. We had NAFTA, ladies and gentlemen, in 92. We had CAFTA last year. Now we have the North American Union and the SPP agreement. These are all firm building blocks for the globalist plan for melding the United States, Canada, Mexico, Central, and South America into the global union. And in your newsletter, Bob, you have taken the pains to go through exactly, and a lot of things tie into this. It's just not cheap labor in this country. It's just not deficits. It's not just one thing. It's a culmination of these things to destroy the infrastructure and literally the life's blood of this country.
Well, I think you described it very adroitly, and it is an emasculation of a number of things. Number one, it's to destroy the culture. There's no question that the majority, probably 80-85% of the people in America who came to America were Indo-Europeans. And so we have basically an Indo-European culture. Second of all, in order to force Americans and Canadians and Europeans as well to accept world government, they have to crash their economies. And that's what globalization and free trade was all about. And, of course, that gets followed up by the evolutionary process of moving into the regionalization and amalgamation of governments, as you saw in the European Union, and now you're seeing clandestinely being planned, as you call it, by a secret government, a shadow government, behind the scenes, which, in fact, in America, for a long, long time, has really run the show as the American chapter, if you may, of the European Illuminati. And so this is what they're after. They got to bring Western Europe, the United States, and Canada to its knees financially in order to force people to accept world government and regionalization. If they don't, and people like you and I and other people who are on the radio and television who espouse these ideas are going to be hauled off to internment camps. And that event is not very far away.
Now, Bob, when you make a statement like that, you've been in intelligence before in the military. You have been a Wall Street broker. You have been financial advisor. You have been very creative. You are not a poor man. You need not do these programs. I appreciate you coming on this broadcast every week, sharing your knowledge and your insight with the listeners to this network and specifically this program. You don't have to do this. And I don't know if I've ever done this on air before, but I would like to thank you for all of your hard work. You could be sitting wherever you're sitting at right now, drinking a Mai Tai under a palm tree. You could be relaxing, enjoying the rest of your life. But you're here in the mix, trying to wake people up, doing this fantastic newsletter that you do every single week, up at 3 a.m. in the morning to provide this information. And I just wanted to, for myself, just personally thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you very much. And I might add that by email, we're publishing twice a week on Wednesday and Saturday, and by hard copy twice a month.
Okay. So you folks want to join up for that, you can certainly do so. You get the newsletter free by taking advantage of any of the gold and silver offers that we offer through Republic Trading Group. And this is way, way underpriced. This newsletter should go, in my estimation, anywhere from $750 to $1,000 because the information itself, when you have somebody of this stature boiling all this stuff down with a very keen and insightful eye. And I'll tell you about his accuracy. What I didn't read on that part of that story that came from MSNBC about the Mexican economy, how things are thriving down there, it toward the bottom of the story, it says the economy remains tied to the fortunes of the U.S., which buys about 85% of its exports. And that's exactly the number that you just gave, and it is right on target. I have looked at your information. I've compared your information with other news sources, other agencies, Bob, and I'll tell you what, you are the most accurate person in forecasting what's going on with world economies, movement of money, infrastructures, you name it. You are the man. And I just want to thank you. Let's go to the phones here. I don't want to drop this because a lot of people have to understand It's just not the North American Union agreement, folks. This has been well laid out and well planned to gut this country. It's the old Hegelian dialectic. Again, it's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. We create the problem, then we demonstrate how bad it really is, and then we offer you a solution that before we created the problem, you would have never accepted. But in light of the current dilemma and chaos, and this is their favorite thing, to create the chaos and then bring you out of that chaos. Unfortunately, it's usually on a slab. Let's go to the phones here. Greg in Nebraska. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Two quick things. One's a reminder and the other's a question to Bob. The reminder is about a month ago I mentioned the VA and how it fell short on its promises to the vets.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just saw that they are falling short on the promises to the war-related injuries, too, that they're giving them substandard treatment, and it's finally hit the fan here the other day. You're dealing with people who aren't loyal to the country. If you remember, they had time to give bridge loans to Mexico years ago, which were essentially New York City banks giving the loan with a guarantee by the American taxpayers that if the Mexicans didn't pay it back, the taxpayers would take and pick up the tab for them. That's gone on. Well, now we've got a situation where they promised us that in 1987, and Bob will remember this, that they were going to have circuit breakers on the market such that it wouldn't fall 500 points or 1,000 in one day. My question, and I'm not privy to what happened today, but I'd like to hear from Bob on whether those so-called circuit breakers are going to be promised to us this time around or whether they're going to kind of forget about them and let her fall. That's my question, John.
Okay. Bob.
Well, they did use them today, and they were unsuccessful because of the force of selling. The market was overpriced. The earnings are not going to be what the experts think they're going to be. They're projecting 13.5% growth. I'm projecting 5 to 8%, and that's a big difference. The margin usage is at record highs, higher than it was. It broke a record during January, higher than what it was in March of 2000 when the collapse began in the market after the dot-com era of the late 1990s. And also... you have all these untoward events going on. We still have Iraq. We have Afghanistan. We have Israel and the United States that want to, or at least their leadership wants to attack Iran. We have China with a very unstable monetary system and a falling stock market. Japan has not exited depression and is going to go right back into it because the United States has been in a recession for a whole year now. It's just that you're not going to hear that on CNBC or any of the television or radio media because they don't want to let you know that. And that's why I am treated the way I am, because they don't like me telling everybody the truth.
All right. Was there anything else, Greg?
No, other than, what, does Bob think March is going to be exciting?
Yeah, the Ides of March particularly, as Julius Caesar was told.
I would say the same, Bob. John, if you're listening,
yeah, it's
going to
be pretty rocky. You know, we're already down to 12,217. I think this thing could drop 3 points in a whisper. That would be 3,000, taking it down to 9,500. There's a support level at 10.2, 10.3 on the Dow. But once it starts, it doesn't slow down. And it's going to go lower now. And gold and silver got banged around today. The stocks get banged around very hard today. But they'll all come back because the way is upward. And you hold what you own and you buy more if you can. New buyers should be in the market because that's the place to be.
All right. I thank you for your call, Greg.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate it. Yeah, why, you asked the question in your newsletter, why should our government, the American taxpayers, subsidize work transition from a job making better than $30 an hour to one making 10 or 12 an hour? While international elitists walk away with the profits and the benefits, Rescinding China's permanent normal trade relations status is a good idea from a currency manipulation standpoint, but let's not go and do half a job. Let's cut status for all the unfair traders. Let's cut to the chase. Let's have tariffs, legislation on all foreign exporters.
Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
On WorldNet Daily, Jerome Corsi writes that government documents released by a Freedom of Information Act request reveal the Bush administration is running a shadow government with Mexico and Canada, in which the U.S. is crafting a broad range of policy in conjunction with its neighbors to the north and south. The documents, a total of 1,000 pages, are among the first to be released, I think, period, let alone with Jerome Corsi, but period, through his Freedom of Information Act request to the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which describes itself, by the way, as an initiative to increase security and enhance prosperity among the three countries. The document itself clearly reveals that SPP, working within the U.S. Department of Commerce, is far-reaching and advancing a regional infrastructure, creating a shadow-type government, folks, a trilateral bureaucracy with Mexico and Canada that is aggressively rewriting a very, very broad range of U.S. administrative law, all without congressional approval or oversight. Among the initial discoveries, according to Corsi, is the existence of an internal intranet website that has never been revealed to Congress or the public. The private internal website, he claims, undoubtedly contains a wealth of documentation that FOIA request has so far intentionally excluded. He told WorldNet Daily the documents reveal hundreds of internal meetings, memoranda of understanding, and other referenced agreements that have not been disclosed. And what he says is, we have here the beginnings of a whitewash in which the SPP evidently thinks the public will be hoodwinked by a myths and facts document posted for public relations purposes on the public website. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the building blocks of the global governance here in the United States to do away with its borders. Why do you think the Commerce Department is leading the way on this deal? Well, it's because it's going to be another union very similar to the European Union. I mean, this is deep. You folks wonder why we have so many Mexicans that want to run into this country. Well, one of the reasons might be because they ran them off of their property down there, the farmers, off of the farms in Mexico. They opened up the floodgates to the United States. These people are running across the border making more money than they have ever dreamed of. And at 12 and at 10 and 12 bucks an hour, what do you think, Bob, that a Mexican would think if he came into this country legally, went to work for one of the auto companies and was making $30 an hour? This guy would have think he had died and gone to heaven.
And that's true. You're right. And you know, all of the money that's been made for the most part since NAFTA began in Mexico has been made by the elitists. The elitists are running the Mexican government. They rigged the last election. Mr. Calderon did not win the election. And other than, you know, revolution, there's no way you're going to change it. And you get the same thing in the United States with the two parties, and they run everything, and they do what they want. I think sooner or later people are going to be faced with a choice. And they're either going to live on their knees or they're going to fight for their freedom.
Well, it's fascinating to me. I mean, in your newsletter, you talk about NAFTA that's cost us 1 million jobs, has put about 30 million illegals to work in our country. And as I stated in your newsletter, the uneducated farmers, they drove them off the land and offered them work for the Mexicans, thrown out of jobs in Mexico into the U.S., making more money. And as I've said this before, and by the way, I was shocked by this. We did several demographics out there to the listenership of this network. We probably have more Mexicans listening to this network and specifically this program than any other mainstream news program or any other program here inside the United States, which simply astounded me. Now, I don't know why I'm being bestowed with all these listeners, but I have a sneaking suspicion that I have always been fair about this. No, I don't want illegals in this country. I don't want a subculture. I don't want La Reconquista. I don't want illegals. And you're going to have to be repatriated to your country. I just hope that it's not within a bloodbath here inside the United States if this economy collapses and things take to the street. But I've always been fair, Bob, and I've always said that, you know, I mean, God love these people for trying to better their life, but you don't do it on the backs of another country, and you don't do it. And do they actually believe these illegals coming across the borders, the moms and the grandmothers and the babies, that they're here to take over America? No, the majority of them are coming up here just simply to make something that they can't do in their own country, and that's make a living. For that, I cannot blame them. But what I can blame them for is how they are doing it. We cannot keep absorbing this. You are part and parcel of the globalist plan to smash this very country, which you're suckling off the teat right now. Well, enjoy it. The milk may be sweet right now, but it's going to sour real, real fast. And let's not forget that back in the 50s, it was Eisenhower himself that deported more than 1 million of you guys. Well, the job's a little bit bigger, but you know what? I think it's time for the organized militias to come up. I think it's time to have our National Guard. I think it's time that we throw the bums out that are misguiding ICE and its mission. And it's time to go after these manufacturers and these people illegally giving these people jobs in this country. Your heyday is over. I hope you're recognizing that. But I'll still hold the offer. I'll pack you lunch and give you a gun. We have 250 million guns in this country. We'll pack you lunch, give you a gun and enough ammunition. You get down there and clean your own house out, restore your own country, so we can once again be friends and neighbors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yeah, NAFTA was bad enough for America and Mexico, but the World Trade Organization, ladies and gentlemen, and the North American Union is going to be much, much, much worse. And what still is amazing me, Mr. Chapman, is the absolute silence from our Congress critters located in the District of Criminals. It is absolutely The silence is deafening.
Yeah, nothing is being done. They know all about the North American Union, but it's being put together and promulgated and operated by people who pay them off. And how do they pay them off? They give them campaign contributions. And as we all know, that which they don't use, they get to keep. So if you've got $10 million and you only spend $6 on your reelection and you get reelected, you get $4 million for yourself.
Yeah, because who's there to track those campaign donations? And, you know, they keep calling it soft money. Bob, I don't consider $10 million to be soft campaign money, do you?
Not at all. And that's what's going on. They're just buying everything. And you saw that on the CAFTA vote not too long ago. I guess it's about a year ago now. And, you know, it was going to be defeated, and they just went in there and with a bushel basket full of $100 of bills and said, you know, who wants to play? And that's the way that you get paid off. And the deciding vote of the man who made it is no longer in office. But what does he care? He probably walked away with $5 or $10 million, which is more money than he ever had in his life. And he probably thinks, well, America's going to survive even if I steal a little bit.
Let's go back to the phones. Henry in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, Henry. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Yes. Yeah, and I agree with Chapman what he said earlier, that this was a, you know, a Indo-European, you know, a nation, and these people trying to make it a, you know, a third world country. He's absolutely right. I agree with you very much with that. Matter of fact, I have two things I want to ask. One is this, if somebody wants to trade stocks or gold in euro, would they have to have like a special account on the internet to do that, or, you know?
No, I don't know that anybody does that, because you trade stocks in the currency of the exchange in which it's traded.
And, right, but what about the Frankfurt Exchange and the ones with the euro, like Porsche, for instance?
Yeah, you could do that, but you have to open up an account over there with a stock brokerage firm in Frankfurt or in Switzerland or whatever.
Okay, all right. The other thing
it's not easy to do. There's about 13 or 14 pages you have to fill out for the U.S. government, which the stock brokerage firm then sends to the U.S. Treasury Department.
All right, why is that? Why is it?
Well, because you live in a corporatist fascist state,
uh-huh,
and the government has to know everything that you do. They
uh-huh
want every dime they can get out of you.
Uh-huh. So that's another thing. So how about, would it be a good idea if I decided to move to Denmark? You know, I'm saying, because I know
you could,
you
but
did live
you'd have to give up your citizenship, and legally in the 1996 law says that if they want to pursue you, they can collect taxes from you from the following 10 years, even if you're not renounced your citizenship.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. If you're no longer a citizen of the United States...
Well, let me ask you a
question. It doesn't matter whether it makes sense
that's
or not.
That's what I was just going to say.
Law.
Well, when you renounce your citizenship, you're no longer a citizen.
It doesn't matter. The point
they'll
is that these
collect from you.
These people do anything they... Look... I'll give you a classic example, Henry.
Okay.
When we walk into court and we walk in with the proof that we don't owe the IRS a damn dime.
That's true.
And then we keep getting shut down. This is just the same branch of the rotten tree.
But I've heard the guy that you had an author on wrote the book, what is it, Cracking the Code, Guy Epperson or whatever his name is. And it was a guy that personally called your show and talked to you and said that he read that book and filed the papers, and he didn't have a problem with the IRS, even the tax after that. I mean, even the court after that.
Well, if you have the ability to fight them, what we're talking about is just administrative. They just up one day decide to do something.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to follow any law whatsoever or even fair treatment. It doesn't matter to these critters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other
you
thing
live, is... You live in a police state. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Well, the other thing on the topic of that, something you mentioned earlier, something Chapman mentioned earlier, too, is that I don't believe all of this stuff is just people being paid off in money. I remember even William Cooper back in his days reading stuff from some of these people. And I'm not talking about Albert Pike. He's 200 years ago. I'm talking somebody like in the 80s or 90s a book was written. And all of this stuff is very... They're all older people. They're much older than me. They're way over 40, and they're all religious stuff. I mean, whether they worship Lucifer or not, they're still very religious. The laws that they even pass in this country, even with the European Union, even the hate crime laws, it's all behavior-oriented and this stuff of humanity, and you know, and it's all religious and idealistic-oriented. I don't believe all of this is just money and greed. I mean, he proved it. Even Cooper proved it with all these different secret religious groups that these people belong to.
But you're talking about the other performers in the stage play.
Talking ones even at the very top.
No, I will never move off of this opinion. I have yet to been demonstrated to the contrary, that what is behind this is the quest for money and power. And the rest of the people on this stage are the go along get along boys that think they're going to get a little crumb of this pie.
All right, no, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I was pretty much finished. I mean, if you take a look at a situation, you first have to ask yourself the question, who has to gain by this? That narrows your field down. The
Rothschilds.
Well, the Rothschilds, I mean, we can go back in history on this deal of who started the funny money systems and how, and we can track and trace this throughout the globe, how they've done it, what they're after, what they're doing. And I'm saying the impetus, that these other stage players would not have had the clout or the tenacity or the guts to do what these people have done. They have simply laid down the road, and they're inviting everybody to march on it.
Yes, but then I've heard numerous books that Cooper read on air, as well as I've actually found them myself, where they say that it's important that mankind evolves and has one root race and you live as one and all that. There is a lot of, I mean, if you go into the Rosicrucian stuff, I will give you another example. I mentioned Denmark earlier. I know they control portions of Europe too, but even when it comes to that thing with LaToya Jackson, with that thing on TV, that incident that happened, that wouldn't be a big scenario. Matter of fact, I talked to a guy who went there in some of those European countries. We have more of this. A lot of that stuff, it roots between England and here also. They run a lot of things on different countries in Europe too. Germany is occupied by America too, and all that. I know that. I won't go into that to make a long spiel, but. There is definitely, when I look at other things, it's all this stuff is kind of linked. I mean, people think it's separate, but it really isn't. It's really all linked together. And even if you're talking socially, there is much more of all this religious and moral stuff more pushed in this country than Australia. Now, Canada's sort of so-so, essy, but Australia, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, et cetera.
Henry, let me slow you down here a little bit.
Go ahead.
When you have a country, Australia is not like the United States. You're correct in that. But what we were at one time, majority Christian in this country. We had a set of beliefs, and we figured they were the game rules, and we more or less played by them. But what you have to do in order to crack a society, you have to get in there, and you have to turn the religious beliefs inside out. You have to take people's minds and get them not thinking about their country, their sovereignty, what is in their best interest. You don't keep them thinking locally, in this case, geographically, what is best for the United States is what goes.
Right.
These are globalists, and they have come at us through different mechanisms. Bob, if you would, maybe I'm not making sense to this gentleman, but Bob, if you would, you're an old intel guy.
Right.
Lay it out here for a few minutes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, you know, the conspiracy as we know it goes back 1,000 years. And
that's true.
Even though they have been unsuccessful from time to time, they still retain power.
And how do they retain that power?
Through money and manipulation.
Okay.
They have their groups. They help one another. In Europe, it's the Masons and the Illuminati. And various other organizations such as P2 and so on and so forth. And Europe is just about wrapped up from an emotional and legal point of view. They've got them nailed down, and they have had them nailed down for a long time. That's why when people like Hitler come along and espouse changing the order, people go for it because they're sick and tired of being controlled by these people. Of course, people like Hitler turn out to be false messiahs, if you may, and the nation ends up paying a terrible price. But the same thing is going on in the United States. I think that probably the people who are the Illuminists in America who run things, I think are even more vicious than the Europeans are. The Europeans have more power, they have more money, they have more control. And they have a great deal to say directly and indirectly as to what goes on in the United States and in all other countries as well. And they're going to continue to do what they do unless we expose them and try to change things in government. If we can't do that, we'll have to take other avenues.
Well, and thanks for your call, Henry. I appreciate it very much. It's been suggested that there are many different ways to do this. The best power and the tool that we have available right now is information. The people here in this country, whether you're talking to a neighbor or the guy down at the local Stop and Rob while you're filling up your gas tank or whatever, everybody knows that something is going on. They don't like the smell of it. They don't like the flavor. They don't like the feel of it. What they are lacking here is the mechanism of which what they're seeing happening in their daily lives, they can make no cognitive sense of it. That's why it's so easy for the mainstream America crowd out there, the people that are in lockstep with the globalist, people that will not dare, even if they wanted to, go against and say anything against the globalization process, is simply that they would not have a paycheck next week. That's on a personal income level. That's the kind of power and sway that they have that you can get canned for trying to report the truth. But there has been many things that have happened in this country, many things, through the through different departments of the government going back into the 50s. Bob, when I tell people that communism versus capitalism, it was a great ruse. It made a hell of a lot of people a lot of money. But the globalists, what they want is a worldwide socialistic network of which they control. You have no more self-determination. Forget nationality, whatever your interests are in whatever country you're living in, your culture is going to be gone. People need to understand, Bob, what their mechanisms are and how they use them. They get into academia. They're in the mass media. They're in Hollywood. They're in the newspapers. They're in the electronic media. They are in positions of government. They're sitting in Congress right now. We have other lackeys out there in the corporate world to go along, get along, so they get their little crumb of the pie or going along with it to our eventual end. And what's most astonishing about this, Mr. Chapman, is they are taking part by the go-along, get-along attitude. They are taking part in the deconstruction of the country that gave them so much.
You know, you're absolutely right. And they just don't get it. And they don't want to get it. They think everything's going to be okay, and it's not going to be okay. I mean, look at we've had a war going on 4 years, almost 5 years. We've lost probably they lie about everything. Probably some 9 or 10,000 people. The mercenaries and the contractors, they don't get reported. They've taken heavy casualties, and it's just the whole thing just stinks. I mean, the stuff that I come out with, and I talk to other economists about it. And they look at me and they say, I won't touch that stuff. I'll lose my job.
Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
I'd like to know what you think of this scenario. The one worlders have taken the industry out of the United States and dispersed it around the world to other nations. These nations are given franchises and subsidized so they're sure to succeed. The U.S. pours money into circulation and distributes it in the American population by Social Security, pensions, and grants and whatnot. And then the U.S. has to go overseas and buys from these industrial nations that we've created, and the money goes there and stimulates their economy. And the United States borrows it back, and the process goes over and over again.
Well, that's true. I think the only thing that you've left out is that the money and credit that's created by the Federal Reserve, which they don't tell you about anymore because they don't want you to know, which we reconstruct once a month, and that is the biggest source of liquefaction of the flow of funds into the U.S., into the world economy.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Barney. I appreciate your call. Richard in British Columbia. Hello, Richard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, I'd like to say I really appreciate all the work that you're doing on this alternative type of media. I listen to many different stations, including yours, and I listen to everything I can get my hands on with you, Mr. Chapman.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to talk about gold for a second. I'm a very big believer in gold after starting to listen to people like yourself over the last couple of years. And I keep about one-third of my position in physical bullion and two-thirds of it in stocks. I've asked a couple other people this question, but none that like to answer questions quite like yourself, and that is, why is it that last week when gold goes up $23, companies like Goldcorp go up 60 cents, but today gold goes down $23, including the aftermarket, and it gets pummeled to $2.50? I'll hang up and listen, and thank you very much again for your work, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, the reason that the gold shares didn't go up is that the United States government is in the market keeping them from going up. And it's not a hard task. It doesn't take much money to do that. A number of producing mining companies, their capitalization is very, very small. In fact, if you put them all together, it's smaller than companies like Coca-Cola and IBM, to show you how very limited and shallow that entire share market is. So it's easy for them to come in. And what they usually do is they'll come in and suppress the producer, the gold share, silver share producer price as an entry to knocking the bullion price down.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'll let you finish up with your response to our caller from British Columbia, and we have one from the United Kingdom. We'll squeeze in here after this break. Short segment and conclusion of this broadcast, the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
we're back. Was there any further response to the last caller, Mr. Chapman?
I think the only thing I can add is the exchange-traded fund, which is Street Tracks, has taken some business away from people who might buy shares. And so I think that's affected it too, but not to a great extent. Mm-hmm. The real problem is the government stepping in and banging them around. And, of course, when they hit the big ones, the little ones go down in sympathy. But they'll all come back. We're going to have a great market, and you just got to pick the right merchandise and pursue it. It's just like in the numismatic coin market. They're way underpriced. They're a great buy in here.
All right. Patrick in the United Kingdom. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you, John, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
No, and thank you for highlighting the credentials of a mighty man like Bob Chapman. My call is just very brief. Maybe you would both consider in the future doing two special programs on this horror story of hedge fund trading and derivative debt. And they live in the headquarters of that here in the UK, and it's beginning to come into the public domain here. But it's a mighty area, would you agree, John and Bob?
It is. The problem is, using it on a broadcast, is most of the derivatives are custom-made. We see the ones that are publicly traded, and the ones that are custom-made are traded over-the-counter, and many others are as well that aren't, you know, really custom-made derivatives. And that means that so many of them are different from one another. And so, you know, these are the kind of things that are discussed by people with MBAs, and the average listening audience is probably a high school graduate who might have a year or two of college, and they don't understand this, and it's hard to get the point across. I mean, I describe it as buying insurance, and the only problem is it's not just that. It's turned the whole investment and investment banking business into a grand casino.
That's right. No, just the risk to us all on it. I'm sure you can put it together, but at some time in the future, I heard there's 1,000 different types of derivatives. I don't know what they are, but would you agree, just I'll get off the line now, would you agree it's a shocking risk to us all, the size, the $380 trillion of derivative debt? Isn't it a debt?
It certainly is a debt because somebody had to have written it, and they're running naked. In other words, they have no assets behind it. It's a bookmaking operation. It's a casino. And that's all it is. They're working on probability. And Scholes and Merton, when they had LTMC and it collapsed in 1998, they showed the world that the whole thing was bogus. Probability is random. Things don't have to repeat. I mean, I've been in casinos all over the world, Devion, Monte Carlo, Las Vegas, and I see people in every place with their little formulas for winning, and they don't win. And that's what derivatives are all about, probability.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate your call. We've got to close out this edition of the National Intel Report. Ladies and gentlemen, call 800-691-7898. You position yourself in this market now. It's going to pay off handsomely. And, Mr. Chapman, I appreciate you coming up. What I would like to do, along with Patrick's discussion about this, I'd also maybe next week talk about this takeover. We're seeing selling off of assets like infrastructure, the big power company here in Texas, TXU. We're seeing lotteries considered to be sold off, roads, bridges, infrastructure, water treatment plants all over the place. It's starting to heat up. So maybe next week we can also talk about that. I thank you for your time today, Mr. Chapman, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
All right. Bye-bye, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Folks, that'll do it for us today. And I'd like to thank my sponsor to this program again, Headaches Stay Gone. Folks, it... Headache Stay Gone is the all-natural blend. Call them at 800-327-0727 or go up and look at headachestaygone.com. You'll become a believer and a user of that fine product.